Blog Talk Radio.
I'm TDI. Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, always getting it in like, you know, we always do. And you already know what it is. It's hot or not Fridays, it goes down. We always giving you that new, giving you that good music. You know what I'm saying? Got some exclusive hot or not. You know what I'm saying? Today we're going to have white folks live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Representing the DMV area. And we also going to have Jagged Edge in the building. They'll be calling in around like 7 or so. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. We are definitely getting it in tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be giving y'all some good music. You know what I'm saying? And give you some real good hot stuff tonight. So don't forget, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Lush Radio Online. Shout out to all of our sponsors, Strictly Bunt One, Ohana Shop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people of Haiti. You know what I'm saying? For real. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all this Raheem Devon. Feeling like I'm bulletproof right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and give y'all that. We're going to come back.
Bang, 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 bang
say tomorrow's not promised today, but today I promise. If we don't make our own way, somebody'll take it from us. Snatch it like rats to cheese. So Lord, help me please, 'cause I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Living like I'm bulletproof, cocking a Glock and naming shoots. My future's ever clear, 180 proof. So I open the bottle to swallow my pride and drink the pain away. I take shots and just lay up, then fade away. Dreaming a better day, dreaming a better pay. But we got our work cut out for us, so we better pray. Pray to uphold the weak, not for eternal sleep. But if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Living like a bulletproof weed.
Oh.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang. Say I
load
it, cock and name is true.
Load it, cock and name is true.
Say we load it, cock and name is true.
That's what it is. Shout out to Raheem Devon. Shout out to the DMV area right there, 360 Music Group, you know what I'm saying, for our day. Dre the Mayor, you know what I'm saying. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely, you know, going down, down, down tonight. Like I said, you know what I mean, we have an action-packed show today. We're going to be talking some real, you know what I'm saying, situations. Shout out to our sponsors. We're going to have white folks, and we're going to have Jagged Edge in the building. At 7 o'clock, it's going down tonight. Shout out to all the people in Haiti going through it right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and open up the phone line. Hope we have our wonderful, my co-host in the building, Ebony. Peace. What's up with you, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
You crazy, girl. You off the hook, man.
Yeah,
Girl, you was in the motor vehicle hard body today, man. You was over there trying like you was miserable today.
Yeah. I know. I was about to die up in there. They was calling lines like we was playing bingo.
We got a caller on the line from the 908. Caller from the 908. Peace, you're on Lush Radio Online. What's going on?
Yeah, it's your co-host. That's what's going on. Killer Kel, a.k.a. Peachy Google 100. No, I'm outside. You don't see the 862, you see the 908. That mean I'm outside. Shout out to the Rita Squad. Shout out to Ebonisha, Lushy Lush, DJ Lazy Kick, Kai, ENT, T Bird, and Dooley. All the cats that are supporting everything we do at Lush Radio. And most definitely that Raheem Devon is popping. I really like that. I like that cut that you just played.
Yeah, versatility.
And we got the street smarts. We got the business smarts. So. Everybody just need to log on to Lush Radio Online. How?
Okay, I really got shout-outs, Lush. I'm going to give my shout-outs. I'm going to give my shout-outs to Living Good Management with John Red. I want to give a shout-out to Lady Dollar. I want to give my shout-out to DJ 8 Mile. And I want to shout-out my co-host, Lush and Future Guru. That's what I do, boo-boo.
Yeah. What about our sponsors like Gina 28304, OhanaShop.com, Strictly Bump One, and the ever so lovely Ebonisha? We love what you're doing over there for the Retweet Squad and how you organize it for us. Much appreciated. What's good, y'all? TGIF, you heard?
That's real talk right there. It's going down today. We were supposed to have white folks in the building, but I don't think white folks want to come through. But we're going to have Jagged Edge in the building at 7 o'clock and stuff. I know we're going to have Kevin Shine coming through and chopping it up with us and everything like that. Do y'all got any new events or anything that's going on this week, you know what I'm saying, in your area?
Yes, ma'am.
You got anything going down in your area?
Oh, yeah. We always got it going down. Yeah, we got the February 13th. Shout out to French Montana. Shout out to Sky ENT. And... Shout out to Cocaine City. February 13th is going down in Orange. Y'all can get on my Twitter and get all the information about the signing party that's going down. And not to mention on the Heart of the City showcase with me up in Elizabeth and Slick Talk J on Twitter. That's LICK Talk J, Slick Talk J. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and get all the information on the Power 105 FM New York. DJ Envy, Heart of the City Showcase. You know I'm all involved. I'm involved with that 24/7. It don't stop. That's the thing about us. Left Radio Online. We tweet 24/7, the retweet squad. So don't think we sleeping on y'all promotion. Nah, we wide awake on y'all promotion. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Hey, Ebony, anything going down out there in the Cali area? Any events going down?
Oh, yes. We got the Grammys. The Grammys is this weekend. So that's what's going down. All the after parties I'm going, representing.
That's what's up, man. You go out there and them after parties.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hey, we need some Hollywood stars up in here, girl. Go ahead and get it in, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to. I'm just happy to be at the DMV, like, so for real. I'm just so happy. I'm just ecstatic right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit out of my character at this point in time, you know what I'm saying? But by 7 o'clock, I'll be good.
Hey, man, it's, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's definitely going down, you know what I'm saying, tonight. Like I said, we're going to have Jagged Edge. Y'all remember that song, the new joint they got, On the Tip of My Tongue? And, you know, they've been on the Monique show, and it's going down tonight. But you know what I'm saying? I got some movie reviews for everybody out there, man. A couple of movies that's coming up. You got a new joint called Takers with Chris Brown, T.I., you know what I'm saying, and a couple of other hot names, but it's going down, man. Chris Brown was getting real, like, action hero style on that movie, man. It's going down. And on top of that situation, I just checked out Legion and the Book of Eli. Book of Eli is a hot movie, you know what I'm saying? It definitely has some hidden messages, you know what I'm saying? And it seems like most of these movies are starting to have hidden messages and stuff behind it. Then on top of that, Legion, it was a hot movie, action-packed, made you really think about different stuff, man. But it went down. I implore you to go check out both of their movies. They were hot. They were worth watching your money, man. But Legion kind of freaked me out with, you know what I'm saying, the crazy, demonic, crazy stuff going on in there. But it was some real stuff, man. Check for it. You know what I'm saying? Those are my movie reviews for this week. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down. We're going to go ahead and go into some music real quick, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go into some music right now. I'm going to go ahead and play this Wordsmith, Leaf of Faith, and we'll be back in a second.
Right now, this is the moment of truth, and I'm standing on the edge. I'm not afraid of my dreams, and I'm not afraid of my goals, and I got faith. Let's go!
I'm a super rocket, get going right around. Right time, read the sun, here go the outline. Make tracks to drown out the drama. Yes, I really get, I am Rats Obama. Let me paint the scene. There's a risk and reward to achieve my dream. I stand in between. Every day is a fight to get a little fame. Hope that I feel my name a great in the game. Gotta train for this and treat it like a sport. Gotta finish the course, rehearse till I'm hoarse. Get a heart of a champ and never take a break. Move at the quickest rate, I'm here to motivate. To the top of the game, I'll be the illest and I'll break out.
Check my fate, I never ever break. I draw the line, nobody gonna stop my shine.
the path the Lord laid out. My ride, ready and willing to go with no doubts. Full of hope, I never had a fear. Little what a wear and tear I got in my career. Keep writing away, work on my patience. People when they politics, time is wasted. Get a grip and I go, grit in my teeth. Get my...
Get you murdered up early, like time is an issue. I spit real shit, you rhyming them riddles, and I'm the official representer. You replica, because before rap, I never seen ya. That's an open neck, leave your whole soaking wet. My coconut neck can make your block bubble like Coke and Pepsi. Yeah, the rap game in the decline. Lyrically, these niggas ain't making me hit the rewind. What?
Hottest host in the building, Ebony, and your man Fuchigu, representing the Jersey area. We live in the building, always getting in like, you know, we always do. Like I said, Jagged Edge will be in the building at 7 o'clock. Guru, I think you need to fly me in, you know what I'm saying, that situation we talked about earlier, man, because I was checking through the mail and I wasn't seeing it, man. I think you got to fly me in. It wasn't attached.
All right, give me a second, baby. Right on that.
That's what it is, man. We live here in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in, man. It's a lot of different events going on in Haiti and stuff, you know, going on for the Haiti situation. They said a lot of the people in Haiti, the children are getting flown into Miami to get adopted and stuff, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, if they're American citizens, they're able to, you know, get their family and bring them home with them and stuff, you know. So that's some recent updates and stuff. But, you know, they're still doing different events all around, you know, for Haiti right now at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ebony, you got any updates on the Haiti situation?
Just that we're organizing part of Street Queens Movement and Living Good Management are organizing a Haiti's relief event. So we're going to raise money. And we're still talking to the owners of the club just to find out what's going to be a good date to actually do it. So he's going to give us the door, and he's going to keep the bar, and so that we're going to be able to give out the benefits to the Yelly organization. So that's what's up. So.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. For real. That's what it is. Definitely, man. This is what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go through. My man Future Guru, do you got any updates on the Haiti situation or anything they're doing in Jersey or anything in regards to the Haiti situation?
Nah, I just been tuning into what Wyclef is doing. I'm behind Wyclef 110%. But by the way, you can log on to skyhighondeck.com. You could hit up Killer Sludy on Twitter, twitter.com, KILLASLUDDIE, because T-Bird is, you know, gathering up clothes. He's gathering up perishable items, water. I mean, everything that can be donated outside of money that you might think that as far as donating and relief, check with Killer Sludy on Twitter, KILLASLUDDIE, and support T-Bird for all the things he's trying to do, because, you know, when he's allowed, he will be taking a trip over there, and he does have a special situation with shipping. So it's like he would be the go-to guy, Killer Sludy, to find out what efforts T-Bird is putting together, and it's basically clothes and the water, because you know the water situation is real critical, and critical is critical. It's very critical. So we know what's going on. You tuning in. Just because it's like 3-4 weeks later, you know, the hurt factor that you don't see when it starts to go away in the media, that don't mean it ain't going on no more. So, I mean, we all got to put our efforts into trying to do the right thing. Support that Wyclef, man, that Yele 501-501. Y-E-L-E. Yele. Wow.
That's what it is, man. That's real talk. I need to support that. Like, those are our people, you know what I'm saying? History lesson. They did help us on the Louisiana Purchase, man. You cannot forget about these people, man. For real. Y'all need to definitely support them. On the Twitter check-in, Hop the Great, Wordsmith, D-U-R-O, and Soul Wallace, D-I Radio Cast, I Am Branded, Rasheed Houston, Columbia Princess, Street Kingpin, E2K underscore magazine, Future Guru 100, Ebonisha, DTSM underscore Rich, and Drew Report Is and Fumi Designs, Cherokee VA, Forever Diamond, and Y Dot Loyal B, and Bomb Ass Red and Vinny Idol Beats on the Twitter check-in. Those are the people that we want to go ahead and salute on the Twitter check-in. You guys have, Ebony, you got your Twitter check-in?
I'll just delete it. I just got to send it to her. Yeah,
Ebony,
go ahead.
You
got your Twitter
check-in,
Ebony?
What you say? Or did I got my Twitter check-in?
Yeah,
I'm going to send... my Twitter check-ins is to, I want to say what's up to all my new followers. That's what I want to do. There's too many names to be remembering. But I just want to send out a special shout-out to all my new followers.
That's my
Twitter check-in for today.
Hey, Future Guru, what's your Twitter check-in? Hey, Google, you there? What's up with a check-in?
Nah, I'm... Yeah, just go ahead. I'm sending you this this track, Lush. So just go ahead. Just hold on one second. I'm dropping from the line for a second.
Okay. That's what it is. But that's the Twitter check-ins for the week, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going hard body. Don't forget the How to Not. How to Not campaign is going down. How to Not campaign, you know what I'm saying? $10. You know what I'm saying? Hit the box and we go hard body for the music, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you beat over $10 when I know you go buy a $10 bag, dog. Like, come on, let's be real. For real, start acting like you beat. For real, holla at us. For real, we get it in. We got sponsorship, you know what I'm saying, going down. We getting more and more sponsors. Shout out to Ohana Shop, Strictly Bunt One. We have some more sponsors that will be coming soon on deck.
Definitely,
so,
definitely, yes.
Watch out for that situation.
You know what, Les? I want to send a special check-in to Tina Fortune. She drops so much valuable information, and, yeah, I just want to give a special check-in to her because she definitely does her, she definitely is a guru in what she does. So I want to, you know, acknowledge her.
Definitely shout out to Tina Fortune and Monster. They definitely drop some serious knowledge, you know what I'm saying, out there. Shout out to Money Matt. Shout out to Money Matt. Shout out to we also had Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Lil Fat. Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? Coming through on the show and stuff and DJ Lady K, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're gonna have Jagged Edge next week Tuesday, we're gonna have 8-Ball and MJG. This Sunday is going to be Shorty Low and D4L on Microphone Bully TV. So make sure y'all check in with that situation because it's going down. You already know what it is, man, tonight. But like I said, we're going to go back into some more music because you already know what it is. It's about that music. Let me go ahead in the arsenal and see some. And let's go ahead and get something in for the people real quick. You know what I'm saying? What's going on out here? What's going on out here? We got some hot joints. Now, we got a lot of haters out there in the streets. We got a lot of people that try to play like they're your friend and they got your back. But really, they just freaking faking. So sometimes you got to decide who's real and who's fake. And Jada just put it the right way, man. Jada.
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Hey, hey,
hey, he's phony. She's fake.
Clap, packs gon' move, blood get drawn, skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, fake gon' lose, the love overpowers the hate, my tune, all they left was the yellow tape in his shoes, real when the funeral wake make the news, load the tray down so we fix up on them, so when they act phony, we just switch up on them,
he's phony,
what,
she's fake, that's the type of people I hate, oh. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Dipping through the traffic, we ain't hustling no more, we doing gymnastics, couple of flips and dips. than stashing. That's me. Real gon' recognize real. Real phony gon' recognize still. Still reckon I will. Foes those who are. You ain't but you are. I done gone too far. Sorry. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car. Load up the AR, spray y'all, hey y'all. It's real on this side, phony wherever they are.
She's phony,
what?
She's fake. That type of people I hate. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute,
who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not.
Listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. It's going down tonight. We're going to have Jagged Edge in the building. You know what it is, man. Y'all seen him on the Monique show. You know what I'm saying? They got the classics and all that. They're going to be on at 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. You already know what it is. Shout out to my girl, Alicia, for holding me down. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the phone lines, you know what I'm saying, with our wonderful co-host in the building. You already know what it is. And we also want to pull in this caller right here. Caller, blog caller, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's crack-a-lacking, fam? Caller?
State your name.
I guess they were scared. I guess they just want to listen.
They shot Lush. Bless you, Lush. Yeah. Commanding yeah. them to speak, right? Command them to speak.
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I'm telling you, this is Lush Radio, man.
They was a little scared over there, man, but you know what I'm saying?
You got that wild eye loyal B. What you going to do with that? And all in your Gmail.
Got that, man.
On deck, you heard?
I definitely got that hot and not on deck, man, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to fly that in a few, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, you know, in this day and age, it seems like, you know, this is a quick second. We're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, relationships real quick, you know what I'm saying? And the question I want to throw out there to the people is, why are so many people single nowadays, man? Why are people scared to get into a relationship? Why are so many people more and more single? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're talking. Going last.
Okay, I can start that one off. I think a lot of people are single these days because they're just not tolerating the bull anymore. You get to a certain point to where you feel like you don't have to tolerate it anymore. So women are getting successful in their craft, and you know, their self-esteem is high, and, you know, they feel like they own the world nowadays, so they don't need a man to validate them. So, you know, they're just doing them, basically. And, you know, I guess the people that they've been interacting with probably haven't been up to their standards. So I'm just speaking on the women's perspective, and how about you, what you think?
Hello, were you asking Google or you was asking me?
Yeah,
I was asking Guru.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like today what we're seeing is people don't really want to be single. I don't even think that's the case. I think people just waiting for they match. They looking for compatibility. They're not settling for substandard relationships. I mean, we all been there. We all accepted crap. You know, that we didn't have to. So, I mean, it's a bunch of that. But, you know, people get to certain points in their life. The younger ones, you know, the younger generation right now is the teenagers is coming into learning. I mean, they can learn from their parents, because right now what you got is all these single mothers. So they know what their mom's going through. That single mom or that child may know what their father is going through, what their mother's going through. So they kind of got it already. What they accepted. See, then once you got that, you got the 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds just being single, just because they're not accepting
mediocre. I mean, you got people that's striving in college, kids and college level kids that's basically trying to stay focused, and that's what I'm encouraging right now. And if you're in college, you know, put the relationship on hold and get your degree. And you've got plenty of time for all that. I mean, that's kind of information I'm giving to my daughter. My daughter's a, mind you, sophomore in high school. But what I'm saying is I want her to just focus on books through college. That's my advice to her. So why wouldn't I give that same advice to, you know, young teens coming up and into the college level, you know, because that's basically what you're going to have. If they get it together, we might see more marriages. you might see it. People,
you know, I disagree because the women are just saying because there's no good men.
Wow, I ain't going.
Let's bring this caller in and see what they think about the situation. Caller from the 202, we're talking about why are people single right now? Why? And Ebony just made a statement, and she just said that, you know, the reason is because there's no good men, and you're a young lady. You're calling from the DMV area. Tell us your name and where you're repping and what you think about that.
Hello? 202?
202.
202?
Hello?
Where's our caller?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, caller.
Hi, how y'all doing? I was just listening, and I, you know, I was just trying to listen. I really did want to join in on the conversation. I just wanted to listen to my own girl's show.
But you got an opinion, though. You got an opinion,
Hello?
Though. What you think?
I really don't know what the topic is about, the discussion is about.
Oh, okay. We're talking about why are people single these days. And I said that women are saying that there's no good men. I'm not saying it because I know there is some good men. I'm just saying women have been saying that there's no more good men. So what do you think? And Guru is saying that starting from the teens to the early 20s, you know, education is more important, which I do agree with that, but women are still saying that, women of power are saying that there's no good men. So I'm just saying, what's your take on that? What's your opinion?
Well, in all honesty, I think it's either or. There's no good men no more, and there's no good women out there no more. Why? Because you're hearing it from both sides. I got
mm-hmm.
male friends who tell me all the time, you know, females, they doing the same thing as men now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
I don't do relationships.
I don't do relationships. Now, see, that's another show. We got to find out why they're not doing relationships. I mean, is it, okay.
Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me put my answer.
That's what's up, man.
Stay on the line
with us, man. So, I mean, so Future Guru was basically about to come out, you know, with all horns about to attack that situation about the good men. So we want to go ahead and hear the rebuttal from Future Guru about the good men situation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not even going to put it out there like that because I have been known to say that the ladies are getting it together as far as being a business-minded and entrepreneurs, and that really is like a determining factor. And I would say that on both sides, on the women's side and the men's side. So, I mean, what are the issues right now that some of the women are looking at? I would say get on your business, get something together, put something together. So if you're not doing that on either side, I could actually take that hit from Ebony. So at the same time, for the most part, it is a bunch of people on their grind, but you guess what? Just like if you sign a networker for your business, you might have to network your ass to a relationship. So, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. Like,
I like that one.
Keeping it real.
I'm going to tweet that.
Nah, that's basically the real deal out here because we know that there are some criteria going on for relationships these days. Or else you might as well just be that booty call stuff. Either it is or you're not. I'm not. You're not going to be, you know.
Well.
trying to get into a relationship, if that person ain't going, if you don't see him 5 years down the road, guess what? I don't think it's going to be no relationship. I think it's just going to be a booty call. So, I mean, people know from the beginning when they're going to be compatible, whether it's business-minded people or people that's just blue-collar working. If they work with something, then it can work.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. With relationships, it's too many people that are getting together and they're not, they're unequally yoked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not meant to be together. So, but they're making something work because here's a couple of different scenarios. First of all, a female is going out. She meets a male. They're both attracted to each other. Okay. A lot of people are being physical before they get to that mental. So then they have a physical relationship and try to make that work. But it's not working because all it's good for is that, you know, the man could put it down in the bedroom, but they ain't got nothing else in common. But they stand together because now they're used to each other. So now they're so-called in a relationship. Who dates anymore? Let's talk about that. Is there a certain thing called dating anymore? You need to get to know the person that you decide to have a relationship with. You need to know
dating,
if you're compatible.
Dating, a.k.a. courting. Like, I mean, they keep on talking
back
about
in the day,
you know?
People is on this microwave type of relationship. Let's get back to the cooking in the oven.
Where your apron at, Evan? Where your apron at, baby? Where is your apron?
Get
your
apron.
Ebony, get the apron.
Yes.
Get your
Betty
apron.
In the
That's
house.
How we're going. Yeah.
Baking
now,
it in the oven.
I'm agree with that. That microwave, you know, it's kind of for the birds. I mean, because, you know, might as well be the bar scene, club scene. You know, it's not much that comes out of that. I mean, unless, you know, you can, you know, find your way to, you know, try to make some situations work. I mean, it's futile, basically, because if you go back to the club, you might fall back into something. And then the other person from 2 months ago ain't going to mean nothing. So that's
the opinion. Do y'all think y'all can find love in the club?
What?
Can you find love in the club?
Can you find
you
love,
find love
in
the club?
Wow. You know,
okay.
That's a good question. That's a good question. And it's you know what it involves? It involves sticking and staying. If you say, yo, I like you, and those two people say, now you're not gonna be jobbing around like you. We're gonna give each other a try real quick, right? We're gonna try this out. Then it could be. But if it's not established in the beginning, like are you really gonna work on monogamy on this one from the first 2 weeks? Because you can kind of tell if you're gonna be monogamous on this, like for the first 2 weeks, if you really feeling that person. That's for both sides. They might shut it down. The other person might shut it down. Then yeah, you could. But if it's not,
they're not even having those conversations. People are not even having those conversations.
I don't
think
they are, but
it's
a possibility. It's possible. But it would have to be set out and discussed at the beginning, though. Like, there has to be a little bit of honesty. Has to be a little bit of honesty in the beginning. You can't say it's gonna be love in the club if you're not even giving your right name in the club. Hell no. No love in the club. No love in the club. No love in the club. If you didn't use your right name in the club on that night, no love in the club. Ain't no love. No. Word.
It's a lot of factors. It's a lot of factors when you're in the club. One of them is for the man to ask you at 2 o'clock when the club ends, what you doing after this?
What?
I'm taking my ass home. That's what I'm doing. You want to talk to me? Talk to me in daylight time. We can have a decent conversation.
That's my take on it. You don't
want to
talk to him like this?
You hurting his feelings in the beginning.
talking to anymore.
Well, if he can't deal with that, if he's weak and he can't deal with that, if he can't respect that right there, he can't respect.
What about coffee? What about that whipped cream coffee at 2:30? That's all right too. That whipped cream hot chocolate. Get off.
That's what's up on your side. If you want to go out, take a chick. I'm speaking from my point of view. That's what I'm saying.
Well, how you gonna send me home? How you gonna send me home? And I want a whipped cream, hot chocolate after the club closed.
Just like I did.
Whoa. How we gonna fall in love? How we gonna fall
like
in
I
love
did.
At 2:30?
Just like I through. Hey, how we gonna fall in love? Communication.
You
through communication. Communication. If you can't respect that little bit, then you can't respect nothing else.
That's true. I'm
so you need what you need is one of those other ones. That's
no, I'm just gonna get you. I'm just gonna get Ebony an apron. I'm just gonna get Ebony an apron. She said, at the microwave.
yeah.
No microwave love. She wanna turn her oven on. I got the power lights ready.
We're going to season it real well, and we're going to bake it slowly. That's what
we're
going to do.
Wow.
That's how you can do it, Lushy.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic.
What's going on, Lush? What you think?
I'm sitting here trying to take all this in, man, with the seasoning it. I was like taking it slowly and seasoning. I'm like, dang, this is like real, like graphic and stuff in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So y'all seasoning up. So I mean, so you saying that basically you need to take your time with it and everything like that.
Absolutely.
Hey, man. I'm just saying that's what's not happening in relationships these days. That's why people are getting married within 3 to 4 months of knowing each other. How much can you know about somebody within 3 to 4 months? I'm not knocking it because some things do work, but you know what I'm saying? You really don't know that person within 3 to 4 months.
You don't know nobody in 30 years, dog. You got people that's been married for 30 years, and we have,
you know what?
They want to be gay, or they want to start, you know what I'm saying, dressing up as a woman. You know what I'm saying? They a dude. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Or they want to be extra freaky. You know what I'm saying? We don't know people in short period of time, long period of time. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have lost that bond. You know what I'm saying? You don't see those 30-year marriages. You know what I'm saying? 40-year marriages. Yo, people, it's like marriage is like almost like a, marriage is almost like one of those phases. It's like the thing to do. Yeah, let's get married. Let's have a Tiffany's wedding and stuff. I think it's more about the extravaganza of, like, you know, the big show.
It's in the marriage. Right.
You know, the big
right.
show, the big image and stuff. And then afterwards, it's like, dude, I realize I don't really like you. Let's take it in court.
Irreconcilable differences, the number one cause of divorces.
For real, man. It's crazy, man. You know, like, real talk, like, we don't take time to get to know people, man. We never take the time to get to know people. We always want to rush into something, and we don't really know what we're getting ourselves into. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just messed up that we sit here and we do these crazy things. But you know what, man? You guys got to definitely think about it. And, you know, sometimes another thing is, you know what I'm saying, when we're dealing in relationships, sometimes we got to let stuff that we know is bad for us go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Stay in relationships, you know what I'm saying? And Chusan Ali got this joint called Crazy Life, you know what I'm saying? He like, man, damn, I want to leave you alone, man. I don't know if it's the twat or what it is. Is it cooking? I don't know what it is, but I just can't leave you alone.
You don't get to that comfortable stage.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's sometimes, you know, or that thing that's long, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but sometimes, you know, we just can't let it go. As much as we know it's bad for us, we just don't let it go.
Sure,
and why?
Mm-hmm.
That's that craziness of, of falling and getting open off of, you know what I'm saying, different situations and stuff. We get so open fast. Yo, it's see, women are more emotional, right? Women are more emotional. When they lay up with a man, it's like, it's almost like they're giving their whole self to a man and stuff, right? But, like, with women, with men, it's like, it's like, okay, basically my whole situation is like, yeah, I'm trying to smash this and I'm gone. But there's some guys that are emotional, too, just like a woman. But majority,
yeah, exactly.
We give
emotional man, too.
Yeah, but we give ourselves a lot to a man, and then, you know, at the end, we become scarred and scorned and stuff like that. But you know what? The sex is
but
not
you know
the
what?
Bond, but beyond the sex, because there has to be some substance. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm a, you know, think about those thoughts. We're going to come back. I'm going to play Crazy Life by Tucson Ali, and we'll be back in a second talking about why people say
relationships.
Relationships, baby.
Life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. Watch this. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it and need it too. But it's my case. Probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. You know in your mind you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave his trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Sure they got too close, yes, I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. I can't imagine you gone.
No.
What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it. Pick you up on air now. Said I didn't appreciate you, they a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you way more than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me, this is serious, damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still I can't imagine. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Girl, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
Girl, you know what it is, what I'm just playing. Rotation, gotta keep the dish playing. Dirty Harry, dirty love, part one and part two. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house you. Smelling like a bed of roses, this is something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'ma jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning. After breakfast, still tired, cause we on it. Whisper, I love you, wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come in, let's take a picture, this one's from my space. Crazy life.
It's your boy, Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Bumbo Club World, my yo. You're live on Lush Radio Online, yes, eh? Yes, eh? Exclusively, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you the real music, that real thing, you know? Yes, eh? Live with Future Guru and you're the Ebony, you know what I'm saying? Represent the Cali area, we are live, you already know. what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, getting it in with Ebony and your boy, Future Guru. We talk about them relationships. That was True Son Ali right there getting it in. You already know what it is. Yeah.
That True Son Ali joint is hot. That joint is banging.
I definitely love that.
Okay,
joint,
I got
man.
Some questions, which I think is the etiquette of dating. Let's talk about some etiquette so we could, you know, get some guidelines down.
Etiquette from what now? Say that again.
On dating. What do you think some etiquette from dating should be?
Man, they need to open up the door, man. There's too many dudes slamming the doors in chicks' faces, man. What's up with that? God.
Yeah. So you want to say chivalry should be an etiquette of dating? Chivalry?
Yes.
Yeah, bring it back.
Okay.
You got chivalry is, though. Tell some of our listeners what chivalry is. I'm going to tell them, be polite to your girl. Do gentlemanly things for your lady. Open the door, pull out a chair, put on a coat, man. Start off like that. You know, something simple. That's chivalry right there, y'all.
Then women, when the man opens the door for you, you need to reach over and open up the door for him. That's how you show your appreciation.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
That's how they do it. That's how you're supposed to do it. And somebody better
do it.
Yeah, and let her eat the last chicken wing, man. Give her the last chicken wing, man. Don't eat the last chicken wing, dog. Give her the last chicken wing, dog. Show that chicken wing, dog.
You got to ask her for some chicken. That's right. That's right. You can't eat all your chicken up. Do that.
Let her have that last chicken wing, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's about, man.
And I'm gonna tell my wing in half though. She can get a piece of that. She can get the other. She can get the other half.
She get that. Through you out.
He said
he's
gonna tell his piece of chicken in half. But
half, okay.
What if it's not a wing though? You want to tear the drumstick?
What if
Yeah, I don't even rock with that. I rock with the Chicken Shack Kill Breast. If anybody in the hood know what a Kill Breast is, holler at me, man. Go on my Twitter and tell them you heard me talking about a Kill Breast. You already know. The chicken. Kill Breast. So if you can have some of that, it's enough.
You say you ain't gonna be prepared.
I'm not buying wings. I'm buying Kill Breast, so it's enough. Gonna be enough for everybody. And don't mess with my hot sauce. Knock it off.
Ain't that hot sauce?
Don't. That's etiquette right there. Have my hot sauce in the kitchen. Stop playing.
Oh.
I've got some etiquette.
It's crazy.
What are some other things y'all think we should have on the etiquette checklist?
Okay, how about this? The first day, y'all should go someplace public so each other can be in, you know, you can do something, like do some type of outdoor activity. You know, if it's nice outside, maybe go to the beach if you have a beach. If not, maybe go to, like, a putt-putting or go-kart racing, doing something and fun. That way you can keep the conversation light. It's not really heavy. And, you can see what type of humor this person has, you know, when he's whooping you or if he's allowing you to win, something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit of a checkpoint.
But you asking them to do all that, but what if the dude's like, look, check it, man. You know, we talking about relationships real quick. If we're going to have the A&R, you know, my boy right here, Kevin Sean, we stepping through in a few, and we're going to have Jagged Edge in a quick second. The question is, you know, we're talking about this whole thing about dating, but what if the dude broke, man? What if he's broke?
That's what I said. Go to the beach.
What if he got $20 in his pocket? You were talking about doing all that, though. You got to compromise.
I said do something fun and outdoors.
That costs
money,
though.
That's what I said. If you want...
Keep it real.
Okay, you can go to the museum. If you go to the museum, that doesn't cost anything.
Yo, he can't be broke 5 weeks.
He has to go there. If you want to go out with him and you know he broke, then that's something that you choose to do. I'm just saying, there's the etiquette of dating. What I think is, Because so many people meet each other, and they want to start, on their very first date, they want to start talking about their exes.
Drop that zero music.
Exactly. Why do you want to bring the past to something that you think is going to be a future?
Let's go ahead and bring this caller in real quick. Let's bring this caller in. Call him from the 312. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Shakur and Anthony Man Peace. Talk about relationships real quick. 312?
NY, 212. Step up to the phone.
It's 312. Call him from.
This is Kevin Chan.
Kevin
Chan, what's good? What's up? Welcome to the show, Kevin Chan. What's up,
Peace, man. Hey, Kevin, if y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. This is Kevin Shaw right here. He be going
what's
in.
What's up, Kevin?
Man, wonderful ear for music right here. He's definitely doing some big things with the firm and everything like that. He's holding it down in ATL, man, for real. And he comes in sometimes and gives us perspective on, you know, the whole situation on how it goes down, as in the eyes of the A&R, man. You want to talk about that, or you want to touch bases on the relationship situation?
I want to hear an answer on the relationship. Hold on real quick. I got to call you. Hold on real quick, y'all. Kevin, put us on hold, dog. <laughs> <laughs> Kevin, put us on hold, man. Hey, man. He'd be back. I had to make a point since he jumped off the line. And what Ebenezer was talking about, we know the beach is lovely. You know, all the free little events is lovely, but I got something for the fellas, and I got something for the ladies. Please, neither one of y'all should be broke for 5 weeks in a row. Not even... all that free event good for like a two-week pass. Most jokers supposed to be back in, on board after 2 weeks or whatever. So get it together. Don't play. Ladies, yes, if I'm thoughtful and I start getting you stuff, you know, if I'm thoughtful and I think about you like that, you either better get thoughtful or get out of here. So, y'all.
He said reciprocate. He said reciprocate. Appreciate and reciprocate.
Get thoughtful or get out of here, because I'm going to pick up on it. I'm going to sniff it out. That's what I do. I'm going to sniff it out. Don't bluff me. Do it.
Yeah, we need to start showing that common courtesy for real, because I think men and women have lost that common courtesy for each other. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of women will just, you know, take, but they don't ever try to give. So, you know, and sometimes some men do the same thing too, you know? So
mm-hmm.
We need to start reciprocating, you know what I'm saying? And say common things like thank you, you're welcome, like come on now.
Please, yes.
It's like we forgot to do that, man. Like, where's the home training at? You know, the relationship. It's really like getting ridiculous nowadays, like with dating, because you're like, you're scared that this dude you dating might have a baby mama. She might have a baby mama. Sorry. And he's doing all kinds of stuff with you, like y'all in a relationship, and come to find out he married. And his baby mama ready to kill you. So,
exactly.
What's up with
you? Well, she done broken the password to his phone and I heard sweet messages, you know, left him, and now she calling your ass.
It's so ugly. Don't do that. Do that, lady.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man.
Catch you with my phone. Don't
keep,
let me
keep it real. Keep it real. How real can you keep it? Keep it way real.
We're going to switch subjects real quick, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about, you know what I'm saying, basically relationships and stuff real quick. And like I said, negative, we'll be calling in a few. And we have Kevin Shine live on the line, and we'll be talking about, you know, in the perspective of A&R, with today's music, what's the labels looking for, what kind of songwriters, are people looking for more songwriters versus artists, you know, what are they looking for nowadays, man? Kevin, you with us?
Hey, Kev.
Kev, you there? I think
he
still.
He might have lost.
But let's talk about what's your perspective in regards to what you think they're looking for nowadays in 2010. You think they're looking more for popping type stuff, or they're looking more for, you know, songwriters and producers nowadays?
Well, my take on it is that I don't even think they're even looking for anything. I think it's the artists themselves that have already made it to that point to where they're mainstream artists. They're the ones bringing other people into their conglomerate. I don't even think the A&Rs are even finding new people to be in the industry.
I can tell you one thing about the A&Rs right now. They are grinding. You gotta look at it like this. The job for them is, if a label gets an artist, it's going to benefit that artist to listen to what the A&R has to say, because they got to take some guidance from the label that this person in that position know what they're doing. So the
they
job.
They're not taking the guidance. They
got to
listen. Period.
They got to listen.
New artist. Signed on, you don't even have a basically a say so. You got to do what you're told to do.
And once they can learn from what the label is giving them, now you're going to have a situation where you might come in the door and it might not even be a good situation, but you still got to A&R, you still got to listen to them, and you're still under contract as an obligation. So please, let you look it over, man. The lawyer might not even like the A&R. He might have some. It's a bunch of stuff, man. I mean, I'm trying to keep it real because people are, like, not even informed of what they're getting into.
Exactly.
Sign something. Let somebody have a look at it first, because you're not even.
Exactly.
You're not even going to know the type of people you're going to have to deal with after you sign that paper. All you know is that person that bought you that paper. What about the people you going to...
And what they told you that it said.
Yeah, it's going to be some guidelines in that paper, man. So basically the A&R is going to tell you what to do, tell you where to be, tell you how to act, tell you how to dress, tell you what you can say, tell you what you can't say. So now that the whole game has changed to they have to do shows, they got to be visible, they got to get a following on their own. The A&R,
now he's gonna look at you.
Built around how hungry that artist is. That's
mm-hmm.
the new game. The new game is
mm-hmm.
how easy is the A&R job gonna be. That's the new game. So
mm-hmm.
whoever missed this show about the missing jewels, man, because it's a new ball game out here. Go digital, man.
Okay.
Find me on Twitter, FutureGuru100@gmail.com. And FutureGuru100 on Twitter, FutureGuru100. I'm going to show you how to advertise. I'm going to show you how to brand yourself, market yourself, get visible, get online, sell your music, create a following, create fans. I mean, if we going to bring it, let me tell you that I got it all covered. I mean, I know we got other people out here in positions, but Lush Radio is a platform. Lush Radio is just not a radio show. We doing things for y'all. So get that, write that down. If we tell y'all to get a pen and a pad for a reason on this show. Now, with the first thing you can write down is, Lush Radio is a platform for y'all. So get
hey, that
together, man. Take down
the
key.
Write down.
Yes.
Join the $10 campaign, because A, your music is going to be played on the radio, so people are listening to it. And B, you can have a possibility of calling up and getting your first interview, so you know what to expect for the second time.
Definitely. And that's real talk. It's not a game, man. It's definitely not a game. We definitely getting it in tonight, like talking about, you know, dropping some jewels and stuff like that. I don't know. I know them cats, they're supposed to be calling in from ATL and stuff, so, you know what I'm saying? We'll see what's good with, you know what I'm saying, Juggernauts. But they do got a new joint. I'm going to play that joint, and then we're going to get into our Hot or Not. This joint right here, they got, Juggernauts got a new joint. I think it's called Look at You.
Right here, hold on. They got the drink right here. I know. I got it in my arsenal. Yeah, it is. I think it's called. It's called Look at You. But I'm going to go ahead and play this Nicki Minaj. Because I got to search through this joint to find this jump off right here. I'm going to play this Nicki Minaj right here real quick and stuff. Everybody wants to be a Barbie nowadays, man. Stop dying your hair pink.
With my playboy bunny, where that nigga Hugh Hef? When we pull off at the light, why everything else get left? Why they screwing up they face? Why they looking a hot mess? Why they be like, no, they didn't? Them bitches is always shitting. My clock be tick, 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 tickin'. Them chickens is finger licking. And that's why we doing breezy. Stuntin' in Louis VZ. We straight without a permit. You bitches is super peasy. Would you like some rice with that? We get a lot of cheese, no mice with that. I mean, I want some ice with that. No soda, where your owner get your license back, ho. Girlfriend, don't forget the brush, blow dryer and the curling. I ain't that my girlfriend. Tell them hoes stop being 10. They know they want everything that we be copying 10. Wherever I slide through, I gotta go buy two. If I get it in the pink, I get her the light blue. Brand new Range Rover, that was for her V-Day. I just walked in, throw some shit, you can get it on eBay. Anyway, we VIP, we don't even need ID. Put them in the ICU if they don't bring that ICE. Get them bottles of rosé, one Long Island icy tea. Put my bracelet in the mirror, I see me, I sing me, get it? Sit back or dance. Sorry, we don't chit chat with fans. You came in the Diablo, or was it a Galado? We got the top down doors at Murcielago. LP460, this is Dashamado. For my girlfriend.
Man, that was that new Nicki Minaj right there, Girlfriends, man. What y'all think about that jump off right there? New Nicki Minaj, and we're going to get into that or not, man. What you talking about that jump?
Yeah, I like that beat. I like that old vibe right there off the top. I think it's a great sound, first of all. You got to, you know you're going to bop to it. You're definitely going to bop to it. So, with that being said, I think Nicki Minaj, you know, is in a good situation. We just got done talking about whether you're going to be in a good situation or a bad situation. So she's got to be happy with what she's doing. I've actually heard her discuss on the interview, and here she has a great personality when it comes to being interviewed. So what you can say is that she's in a good situation. I think that the label is giving her some great music. She's probably like very creative. So, you know, I can hear all of that in the song. So, you know, I'm going with that. And by the way, we got Food Stamp Chick on Sky High ENT, some hot flavor from Ms. Taj Mahal on the roster at Sky High ENT. Shout out to T-Bird and shout out to the whole Sky High ENT because they got a young female, Ms. Taj Mahal, on Twitter, MIZZTAJMAHAL. So y'all be sure to check her out, man. We're going to build up another female from Sky High ENT. So that's the big deal. I mean, we got a female on the roster. So a lot of shout out to Nicki Minaj. I like what the female in that the female rap right there, that's really where it's going. Everybody, she's a Barbie, but she's a...
What do you think about that, Ebony?
Oh, that joint was, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Nicki Minaj, I think she's doing her thing. I think she has a different flavor, she has a different style, and she's making people pay attention to her. She's very marketable, and she's coming out with something that, you know what I'm saying, that people are enjoying. So I think it's a good look.
So you like the Barbie movement?
I'm sorry?
Are you like the Barbie movement? Are you a Barbie?
I said the song was a good look, but I'm saying marketable. I'm saying she's marketable. You know what I'm saying? When I was 12, I used to play with Barbies. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown now. So I'm just saying, however old she is for the what she's bringing back, and everything comes back around circle, too. So she just came out with something that's going to be majorly marketable, which is what she did, which is what the label did. So they did their job because people are in tune with her because they want to recreate her. You know what I'm saying? They want to imitate her. They want to duplicate her. So whatever they did when they recreated her to have her own little style, her own little flavor, what else was she going to do? Punk rock is already gone. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk around half naked. That's already been done. You know what I'm saying? She had to create a whole nother image, and she went to the Barbie. So well, she must have loved as a child.
Can I be a Barbie doll? Can I paint my face? I want to be a Barbie doll.
Heck yeah, unless you're going to be a beautiful.
Do whatever
you want to
do. You know what? You could be
I'm
a Barbie for dog. Halloween.
Lush, can I help?
You said you're going to be a Barbie for
Halloween. Yeah.
We're going to get into this hot or not, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want Guru to go ahead and introduce this right here. You know what I'm saying?
Why.LoyalB, what you going to do? There's a message in this music. Don't take the young boy. I hope y'all listening. If you got your ears, if you're listening, listen close to the message in the music. And he asks you what you going to do. And it's a question, you know, that might be, you might be involved in this type of situation. When if you listen to it, I'm going to comment on it after, but you could definitely be involved in this situation with this record. Just listen to it because Y.LoyalB, he's asking the cats what you going to do. And basically, I like the title, and when you hear the concept, you got to understand that Cleveland, don't sleep on Cleveland. Because you already have
Don't sleep on Cleveland.
Don't sleep on Cleveland. Shout out to Shimmy 216. Shout out to Cleveland Diva and Y.LoyalB and Roy Waters and the Real Big Wood. Those are my Cleveland fan people. Respect my man on the Out of Not tonight because this is his second go around. You gotta love it. We 2 months in, he rocking with us. We rocking. Out of Not is rocking. And he got some people on deck coming through for more Out of Not flavor. Cleveland is rocking with the DMV. Cleveland is rocking with Jersey. So where's y'all looking at? Who else going
to
step up? We
you about to go
from,
this song right yep. now. What you yep. going right now from your man Y.Dot Cleveland? Hey. 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 Hey.
What you gonna do with you? What you gon' do with that? Boy, I know you're only frontin'. What you gon' do with that? Won't you put your little gun away before we make it to a rainy day? What you gon' do with that?
What you gon' do with that?
Yeah.
What you gon' do with that?
Yeah. I see them frontin', you see them too. They talkin' loud, gassin' up they little truth. Guess they don't know I'm so official, we gon' let it loose. Six in your belly make you bubble up like chicken soup. Them 40 cows to trip, them goons, we with they from the zoo. We from the city where we ride, homicide is time and time. Don't play no games or take bribes, murder is and murder flies. If you don't want the drama, I suggest you place your ass in high. Cause it's gon' be some shit when them choppers start to ride. Bitch ass and these niggas, all they want is my demise. But I swear I be on my grind for time, something I can find. I fuck no day up any day, pray away and take away. You think I'm playing, try me, hey, we'll see who make holidays. I promise you, I'm here to stay. I'm bringing shots out every day. The best to ever do it until they lay me up on the grave. Until that day come, I'll be laughing, laughing at
what you
fucking
gonna do with that? You ain't talking about nothing. What you gonna do with that? Boy, I know you're only frontin'. What you gonna do with that? Won't you put your little gun away before we make it to a rainy day? What you gonna do with that?
I hope they pay the interest, man. Cause these niggas gotta get familiar with this shit. Once they get through, they're gonna realize there's underground thunder in this shit.
What you gonna do with that? What you gonna do with that?
Boy, you scared? If you not scared, look me in my eye. With that thing in your hand, what you think that make you fly? Yeah, you know I stay on third. Why the fuck I need to lie? Only way I got to sit to the nigga with a cop himself a 4-5. Ain't no playin', motherfucker. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't play it raw like you can. That shit is for the birds like a toucan. Now, who's saying it's a toaster egg? Sit here with your crumbs of bread. Posted out in the parking lot, trying to formulate a master plan in your head. Now, where your swag at? Boy, now you feel untouchable, that little gun you throw in there. You think you indestructible, what you gon' do with that? So I play doctor like a Huxtable, put the barrel in my face, and you pulling it is impossible, improbable, that you can do the things that the dash you tryna flash your little strap, just to try to fake your ass. My nightmare must ask you, you really think you hardcore, then why you backing up, trying to make it to the car, folks?
You ain't talking about nothing. What you gon' do with that? Boy, I know you're only frontin'. What you gon' do with that? Won't you put your little gun away before we make it to a rainy day? What you gon' do with that? What you gon' do with that?
Yeah, man, that's that hot or not right there, man. I got to honestly say, man, I got to say that was a hot one. I like that joint. Woo!
That is fire, yo.
Get it in.
Yeah, Cleveland is on the map right here in the DMV through Jersey, Cali, right back to the world. Worldwide radio, Lush Radio.
Even in Cali.
Even DMV and Cali is bringing you this music, y'all. And Jersey.
Yeah. That stuff right there is hot right there, son.
That yeah, shout out to Loyal B. He might be calling in on the 216. You know, I told him to wait for and listen to the song get played, and I told him to call in after that. So instead of him holding on all night, we look at him as, you know, top ranking as a hot or not. He's a hot or not fan. This is the second go round. Who's doing that? Y'all better get on, y'all. Get on point. Step your game up. Ebenezer, what you think about that, Les? What you think about that? I need to hear from my co-hosts on there. Y'all know I'm bringing these hot music up or not. You already know.
Well, you know, let me just say something. I am from Cleveland, so I'm definitely feeling that flavor.
I'm definitely feeling that one. That's the point right here was totally, like, official. It got an official stamp. I'm feeling that point right there. Your man is going in, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause we already know how we get real picky about stuff, but that point right there gets a stamp.
I like the
singing
part of it, the rapping. It was all good. It was very good put together. I was
Shit, sent me two tracks and said, Guru, I'm feeling what you do, man. Pick one of the tracks. I'm like, yo, I heard that one and it was rap, man. The other one I put on mixtape MP3 promo as a little, you know, side show. We got side show information for y'all that's still great. So you got another song on mixtape MP3 promo called Bounce. So shout out to Wise Out Loyal B, shout out to Cleveland, shout out to Shimmy 216, like I said, shout out to Cleveland Diva and everybody supporting this thing, man. Y'all see that this Cleveland, don't sleep, just don't sleep. And Ebenisha said she's feeling it 110% because she's from Cleveland. Come on, man. It's love right here. It's all love right now. Les said she's feeling it. Off the door.
We got a joint from Vinny Idol right here, 50 mics, jump off right here, Vinny Idol, doing some big things in NYC. So check for this joint. Let me know what you think about it.
Vinny Idol.
I'm from the block, so when I call you from a block number, it's gonna be a hot summer. All the lines wonder, see it was written in the numbers from the book of Moses. If you didn't focus, you caught the hocus pocus. I'm from the plant when it grow and breathe and see the light. You'll let them hammers blow, let them see the light. You'll hit that war dance, no time for slow jam. Go ahead and dance with the devil, hold hands.
Birthright, blood type, Shinnecock, sunlight, wild boys and Indians, Issachar and Simeon, Judah tribe, Maccabee, slap you with the lion's paw. What you lying for? Silent weapons, quiet wars, harlots and witchcraft, spirits in the wine bottle, Europeans in Brazil, yelling out, obrigado, chief peace pipe, blowing out smoke signals from the reservation, all the way to Ramsey's temple. Is that Dr. York, Ark Bar, worked in the lumber yard, with your wood chip, slave ship, Egypt, face the pillars of the Timbuk, Israel be the fatherland, Brooklyn to Bethlehem, herb first medicine, travel to four corners, firstborn offsprings, Hamid Khalid Muhammad, trial on the visa schemes, I got the alibep, Arabic dialect, follow the silhouette, G-O-T intellect, I had the answer since Mad Flash PS5, so now they got PS2, 3, 4, and 5, by 2012 supposed to be the expiration date, the preacher man still handing out collection plates, I'm from the block, so when I call you from a block number, it's gonna be a hot summer, all the minds wonder, see it was written in the numbers from the book of Moses, if you didn't focus, you bought the hocus pocus, I'm from the plant where they grow and breathe and see the light, you'll let them hammers blow, let them see the light, this is that war dance, no time for slow jams, get ahead and dance with the devil, hold hands. The earthquake in Haiti, Heart Project maybe. The human babies on the waters of Euphrates. Freedom or death, young Abraham, Shalom brothers. Wicked warfare, Section 8 controlling mothers. You know the penalties outside the jurisdiction. Only a few will listen, if not back to prison. Or hell a razor, Jimbo King and the healing priest. Feast of the tabernacle, Leviticus 23. Generation Z, vaccine, microchips. You peeped the message when Michael said this is it. What a coincidence, past tense present day, under the Blackmoor, Scottish law, El Bay, it's a botanical war like I'm Hannibal, God gave me dominium over animals, black tall man in the jungle where gorillas be, beating on my chest like an ape swinging from the tree, a good and evil, sew it with the wooden needle, in the words of great Musa, free my people, I spit the biblical, lyrical, holy rap, bow that Indian giver, hit it, take it back.
Chief okay.
I'm from the block, so when I call you from a block number, it's gonna be a hot summer, all the minds wonder, see it was written in the numbers from the book of Moses, if you didn't focus, you caught the hocus pocus, I'm from the plant where they grow and breathe to see the light, you'll let them hammers blow, let them see the light, this is that war dance, no time for slow jams, get ahead and dance with the devil, hold hands.
Right there, up in the New York area, you already know what it is, but you gotta know what you're listening to.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. We're going back online, you know what I'm saying? With my
in
the building,
Future Guru and my girl Ebony, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what you think about that joint?
Well, first of all,
they said,
go ahead, baby.
Who you are?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you said Ebony or you. Sorry, babe. But anyways, Vinny Idol spits hot fire.
Dylan.
He spits hot fire. That was hot.
Yeah. Shout out to Vinny Idol on the beats on there, man, and shout out to I Am Justin Case on Twitter. I am JUSTINCASE. That's that
and
camp.
Shout out to Nikki Scarfo. Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to the Dollamentary Movement. See what you got here when you see 50 MCs. I gotta break this down because this is my fan. Now, the Vinny Idol Camp is a platform for the 50 MCs that y'all need to really know about on Twitter. When you follow that, you're going to find out across the U.S., they're going out and finding out where the hottest artists are. So if you're listening to me now, remember that you heard it here first. Because don't sleep on me. I remember in about 7 months ago, 8 months ago, when I got with the old Vinny Idol Camp and Justin. See, we know that 2010 is our year, so y'all need to really find out about the 50 MCs, find out about Vinny Idol, and find out about Vinny Idol Beats on Twitter. VINNYIDOLBEATS on Twitter, and find out about Vinny Idol on Twitter. So shout out to Lush Radio, and she is definitely on her. Now, if I say go hard in the paint, all I got to do is tell you that Lush Radio, Lush Radio Online, no, that's my fan, and she played the joint. That's how we build it. So if y'all don't see what's going on, man, just wake up. The movement is real. They will be on the show. I've already been in touch with Justin Case about coming to the show. Y'all know we got back-to-back dynamite shows on Lush Radio Online, so keep tuning in. I appreciate you, Lush, for everything you're doing. And that was a real good look for me right now to be able to tweet after and later on that I had the track on here, Pumping. That track is fire. The creativity level for Vinny Idol.
Yeah, shout out to he actually sent me that joint, and he actually put me on to old dude because he been doing some stuff with Vinny Idol and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chu Somali. And shout out to Vinny, you know what I'm saying? That was a hot one right there, for real.
He said hot fire.
So y'all know that production level that the artists are looking for, unless, let me just break that one last thing down, because the platform for the 50 MCs is only about Vinny Idol's beats being exclusive and making it available for cats that think they can spit. That's basically what hip-hop is all about at the moment. For the Grind Wave fam, go on my Twitter, and don't y'all see Grind Wave only going to say me and Vinny Island and Justin Case and the 50 MCs, so wake up. Get out of here if you don't see that. Go to my Twitter. You Google 100 at Gmail. It's only fans. Windows closing. Wake up.
That's real talk right there. We're going to play that new joint from Jagged Edge. Y'all done heard Tip of My Tongue. On the tip of my tongue. Y'all heard that joint? They was on the Monique show. You know they make classics, man, but they got another new joint right here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I know they be having mad interviews and different things they got to do. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Show must go on, though. You know what I'm saying? We got a joint right here. It's called You. I think it's called Look at You. That stuff is from Jagged Edge, but I got it in the arsenal right now. We surfing through it. We about to grab that up for the people real quick. You know what I'm saying? Here it go. You Look Good by Jagged Edge. Tell us if it's hot or not.
I ain't no head or nothing, but I think you look good. You look as good to me as you do with Gucci. Never been no head of me.
I won't leave you all alone. You need that type of love, and I got everything that you I'ma let everyone who sees them know that you're mine. We ain't gotta lie, lie. We ain't gotta hide, hide.
So if y'all listening, call in. I will blow y'all up. If y'all got a Twitter, don't let me find out if y'all don't call. But that was a hot song. Shout out to Jagged Edge. I hope y'all call in. I'm gonna keep it real on this show. We waiting for y'all call in, and we've been having some great shows. Kevin, where you at? I like the song. I like the track. I like the track. Basically, I got a feeling that they can do whatever they want because. The image they have, the cast was coming in, they have a following. You know, Jermaine Dupri is still a good name in the business. It was a brand from the beginning, just the name alone. So I got to say hats off to Jagged Edge. I respect everything they do. I always liked those cats. I never thought anything funny about them. You know, you're like, yo, artists become suspect. You think suspect. Nah, I never thought anything suspect about Jagged Edge. Shout out to Jagged Edge, man. I like what they're doing.
Ebony, how did you feel about that song, Ed?
Oh, man, I was just, like, feeling like I'm missing Jagged Edge, like, for real. Like, their music is, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like soup to your soul when you're sick, like, for real. It's just, like, soothes you. So I was just definitely feeling that track, like, you know, missing their voices, actually.
I'm glad they're coming back.
Man,
I love Tip of My Tongue, and I like this one. You look good, man. We're going to open the line up for caller from the 201. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's the business?
Yeah, this Go Postal. What's up? What's up? This Lush Radio.
What's up with you, Go Postal? What's cracking, man? What did you think about that Jagged Edge song, fam?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to just give you much love for playing my, you know, my joint out there like that, putting me out there. You know, I'm just a little small-time brother, but, you know, I'm trying to make big things happen right now, you know. And I just want to say I appreciate all that love right there that you gave me, you know, on the radio the other night. You know, I really
That's
do appreciate
up.
It.
It's all good, my dude. Appreciate that, man. How'd you feel about that Jagged Edge jump off right there, fam?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was pretty tight, you know. What's today? It's what's now. It's what's happening. Like, I feel that a little bit. You know, I'm feeling it. You know, Jagged Edge still got
That's real talk right there, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hold on
yeah,
one second.
I'm
Hold on 1 second for us, Go Postal. Kevin, I know you on the line, my dude. What's up,
yep.
Kevin Shana? You back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you. I had to handle a little business. Sorry about that, y'all. I didn't mean to jet out on y'all.
That's
you know,
you gotta
make those calls. You gotta make that move when there's, you know, business is on the line.
I feel you, man. How do you feel about that Jagged Edge joint right there?
I think, like my man said it perfectly, Jagged is an institution. So it's about the institution. They got a core audience of people. They still seem like they right in their lane where they supposed to be. It don't look like they out of their lane. And, you know, people still going to show up and support them because they already had a following anyway, you know. So
that's
why I'm
music.
They didn't try to, you know, I mean, I have a major issue with a lot of artists now. To me, a lot of people are trying too hard to be top artists or pop music artists. And, they, you know, a lot of artists are crossing over to that lane, and a lot of them are losing their base. And you know, and it's good to know that they haven't allowed, you know, that to affect them and letting that affect their music. I mean, I have nothing against good music. If it just happens to be a pop record, that's great. But I think some people are just going out of their way because they're greedy or they're trying to get a lot of money or whatever, and they're trying to be popular pop artists and not really understanding what popular means. Like, Jagged is a popular artist. They're not pop artists. They're a popular artist. That means that they're popular in their area, and they are allowed to cross over because they're accepted for doing what they do. They're not, you know, they're not trying to assimilate to get to the money, you know, overnight. It's not microwave oven music.
We were just talking about microwave ovens earlier, but we were talking about relationships. Talking about microwave ovens and stuff, man. That's some true points there, Kev, man. We got one more hot or not. And then I'm going to, give Kev the floor to, you know, give us a brief synopsis on what are the record labels looking for right now. Like, what are they looking for more songwriters versus, you know, they want a songwriter and artist? You know what I'm saying? What are they looking for nowadays in 2010? You know what I'm saying? Inside the mind of an A&R. You know what I'm saying? A quick snippet of that. We're going to go into this last hot or not, and then we're going to ask Kevin Shine.
Hey, what's up, Lil D? It's your 15 for the mic. You know what it is. Hey, give me a little taste of that new New Orleans. Or I'ma hold it down on the hook, homie. Let's go.
I got everything to gain. Oh. Nothing to lose. Ask about me. They say I'm a fool.
From the goons and we all on beam, certified, grind a homie, gon' feel my pain, can't stop, won't stop, hustle pumping in my veins, you want it, I got it, been through it all when I came from the bottom, still do my thing and they ain't gon' stop me, running with the realest and they dealing with the hottest, flyers, rappers, get the mileage, even if they doubt it, G, put your whole team on the line, they came to mount
the beat. I got everything to gain, oh. Nothing
like I'm living a million, homie, you own it. Hold up, roll up, discern what they think about me. When you rich and straight, when you broke, you got a thousand problems. So what it's looking like, told them I'ma bring it back. Bonafide hustler, you chip it, I could double that. I double back and came up, now I got my change up. Won't change up, even if the game remains the same aim, and I'm famous. I'm doing me and getting her, hustle hard, get my turn. 8 years coming, I'm finally getting what I deserve. So when they say Lil D up in the building, all the dope boys go crazy, cause I'm the realest.
I got everything to gain, nothing to lose. X about me, they say I'm a fool.
Living like a sergeant, haters off me. I came full, I got a handful of aces. Living proof of what it do. I say the money won't change me. Started from the dirt, now you looking at a diamond. On top is where you find me. Plus you dealing with a giant. A16 drops out, nothing to lose. Got a team full of riders, made it do what it do. I told them, I'm coming. I'll be spitting when I'm living, I'm giving lyrical propane. That's the same for the low man. Old school slick Rick with a rope chain. When I pull up on deck, when I'm laying way back, when the boss don't rest, got me feeling like I'm richer with a business on deck. When they ask all deep, tell them that I got next.
I got everything to gain, nothing to lose. Ask about me, they say I'm a fool. So I stay ready, I stay ready, I stay ready, I stay ready. For whatever. I done been through the pain, body full of tattoos that I ain't come here to lose.
Courtesy of your man DJ Ice Mike, a definition DJs, man. Gonna go to the lines and ask people what they think. Is it hot or is it not? Guru,
who's
what
first?
Do you think about that, Guru?
Yeah, Guru on the line. Yeah, I think that joint is hot, man. I like the hook. I like the bounce of it. The bars was really dope. I actually like the bars. I like the whole. It's one if you hear and you listening now. You know you might be singing it in the car. So if it do that to you, that's a good money sign. Let's just say what's a good money sign, what's not a good money sign. That happens to be a good money sign because you could think about, like, what was he talking about again? But you know the hook, but then you might want to go listen to it again. So I would play it back, and I would definitely give it a hot stamp. Give him the hot stamp. Where's he from? Yeah.
He might be from Louisiana. I'm not sure exactly. Ice Mike, DJ Ice Mike.
That's on the Ice Mike joint. Shout out to Ice Mike. What's Ice Mike's Twitter, Lush? That's he's holding it down. Let's shout out to Ice Mike. Yeah.
DJ Ice Mike, you know what I'm saying? 1,000, hit him up on the Twitter. And Lil D's on the Twitter, man. Follow that
yes.
Dude. Ebony, what you think about the joint, Ed?
Like Guru said, that was hot. That was definitely hot. I was over here just like bopping my head with it, like, and singing silently, I stay ready, because that's what he was saying. So like Guru said, if you can start singing a song when a song is over, that's definitely a good look.
That's what's up right there. And Kevin, since you know what I'm saying, tell us what you thought about it, Kev.
I think it's a good record, but it's one of those kind of records that it really needs the momentum and the movement behind it to really get. Because, you know, it's one of them records that need that momentum. It needs the video. It needs the whole, you know, bit to really, like, put it where it needs to be. I think, you know, some people going to gravitate to it. It's all about, you know, it's all about the movement, though. I think they got to get the movement behind it. If they get the movement behind it, they have something. Because that was really, like, it takes me back to, like,
you know, you're going to hear X Records was about that movement, that you know, that Rough Rider movement, that X movement. It was a movement going on at that time that supported the records that he did. And it really kind of is the reason why those kind of records broke. And even in the South, that's why the South goes so hard to, like, get behind their records, because they understand it's a movement. It's got to be a movement. It's not really just with today's rap. It's not just a slam it or jam it. Listen and say, oh, I think this is going to work. It's not going to work, because I'm sure there's a lot of records we hear that we wouldn't have picked to work. But if that movement is behind it and it's proven that those people know how to tap into the people that listen, then that's what this record game is about.
That's real talk right there. And we got Go Postal. What you think about that joint, Go Postal?
Definitely hot. I'm sitting here with my man, Future Guru 100. You know, I was busy bouncing around. I'm listening to it. I got my Bluetooth on. You know, it was hot. I love it.
That's what's up, man. That's Lil D right there, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow that cat on Twitter. I'm really extra excited right now because I got my W-2s. So, you already know what I'm going to go. It's tax time, baby. I'll be in there on everybody. Monday. I'm going to get that VIP real quick, son. Y'all already know what it is, man. So I'm extra excited today. So, yeah, this came in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hot off the presses. But, man, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate the hot and nice, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely give honest feedback. We don't want to rip the artist down, but we want to give you, you know what I'm saying, corrective criticism. Basically, you know what I'm saying? Be able to improve on what you do. If you love your craft, if you believe in your craft, then there's always room for improvement. So why don't you get it for people that actually have an ear for music and people that can give you honest feedback from different states, you know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, the whole situation of the hot or not situation. But I'm going to turn the mic over to my dude, Kevin Shine, real quick, because we don't have that much time left on the clock. I want you to basically tell us what's going on in the music industry right now. What are these labels looking for, Kev?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm just be honest with everybody. I think we got a real situation where everybody, you know, has kind of like gotten away from the most important thing, which is this being the record business. I think we've turned it into the talent business. We've turned it into the the pop music business. We've turned it into everything. But at the end of the day, cats still got to go in the studio and make records, because that's what this game is. That's what this game, the lifeblood of what this record business is built on. And a lot of record companies aren't getting the catalog that they need to get to support the artists the way they want to support the artists. And we see them scaling back, and we see a lot of scaling back going on because a lot of artists are throwing music out here almost like at random. They're just throwing it out and they're trying to see what's going to stick. And it's really like a situation where they're not standing in the studio and really crafting their work and really going after the solid, good records. It's like everybody is trying to hurry up and make the hottest single or the biggest club record or the hottest radio single. And, you know, sometimes I think we forget. So music wasn't always us chasing radio. It was about us touching the people. It was about us trying to make sure we had a relationship to our people and that we had a core audience. The natural order of music was always supposed to be the people, the DJ, the radio, the masses. But now it's like we go straight from the studio, we want to go straight to the video, straight to the radio, straight to the label. That's real talk. It's like we kind of bypassing all of the
superstars.
What are you saying, my man?
So everybody want to be these overnight superstars.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, when it gets to me, you know, and I have to say, like, you know, I do consulting work on the side. And I know a lot of cats, you know, my last couple of, you know, my last twist that I threw up last night was, is hard not really hard? Like, we always say how hard it is to get into the game, but it's really not that it's hard. It's just not easy. And it's not meant to be easy because, really, it's only supposed to be the best people.
Everybody's not supposed to be there, right?
It ain't supposed to be everybody. It ain't made for everybody to be in the music industry. It can't be 1,000 people. Like, you got a camp of 10 niggas and you gonna put them all out at the same damn time because you don't want to piss nobody off. Well, why did you sign 10 niggas in the first place?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't everybody understand in your camp that there's one nigga y'all need to get through? Like, DMX was the nigga that broke through for Rough Rider. Jay-Z was the nigga that broke through for The Rock. You know, Nelly was the nigga that broke through for the St. Lunatics. Eminem was the nigga that broke through. You got to have somebody to break through. It's not made for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know that it's a dream of everybody's, and I know everybody lived for it and everybody want it. But, yeah, the other bad part about it, it costs. And you're going to pay a lot of money to be in this game until you stop bumping your head and figure out how to make smart moves.
Exactly.
So when somebody tell you it's going to cost you $5,000 for a track, and you say, forget that, I'll pay $1,000, well, that's what you get. You get a $1,000 sounding track. You know what I'm saying? So don't bring me your $1,000 sounding track and try to compare it to my $10,000, $20,000 sounding track. Now, every now and then, you're going to get what I call a genius. You're going to get somebody who did something with nothing and made it work. Now, that's what I be meaning when I say, when people say it's hard. Is it really hard, or is it really that the people that are complaining just are lazy and don't really understand that this is meant for it to be hard, but it's not meant to be easy for you because you're going to give up. You're the one we don't want. You're the one we don't want. We don't want the ones that say it's hard, can't do it. We don't want you. We want the ones that's going to fight, figure out the problem, figure out the answer. Like, if I come to your city, I want to know the cat that's getting on the radio. I want to know the cat that's getting to the people. I want to know the cat that everybody is talking about. Everybody's record is talking about his record because that's the cat that figured it out. I don't want to talk to the rest of you cats unless y'all going to pay me some money on the consultant side because you're paying me to tell you how to do it. And all I'm going to do is point at the dude that's doing it and say, he's the one that figured it out.
Hey, Kevin, so I'm sorry to cut you off. But due to the fact that about time and everything, you know what I'm saying, we got to wrap the show up, unfortunately. Sorry,
cool.
Guys. I got off with the public fist for Jagged Edge. Said, I don't know what the situation was, but she said that it's going to be rescheduled. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? It still was a good show. We had Kevin Shine live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We had some hot music on. We had some hot music on the deck. You know what I'm saying? Hot or not. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're going to have Kevin Shine on again. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got to wrap it up.
Kevin_ANR_Shine. That's Kevin_ANR_Shine. S-H-I-N-E. Not Shine like the one that got locked up.
Kevin,
S-H-I-N-E.
That's what's up. Kevin's definitely always, you know, come through and stuff. Kevin, I got nothing but love for him, man. He go hard in the paint, but you know, when you got to take care of business, you got to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude,
definitely.
Though. I love Kevin, man. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. You know what I mean? If the money calls, you got to take care of business. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You got to do what you do.
I love you, Kevin, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I apologize, and definitely everybody, I'm going to be back so we can do this the right way.
Word.
That's what it is.
I'm going to do it at the 50 mics next week in San Francisco.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, so I'll be you know, well, I heard somebody speaking on there earlier. I'm going to be there for the MCs, make sure we get them reels.
Ebony's out in that area, so, you know what I'm saying, definitely we got, you know, make that link. Maybe she can go out there for Lush Radio and go and represent and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, I already know.
I got your info. We'll be in touch.
Okay, there we go. So we, you know, there we go. So we, I'll be in town on the 3rd for the 50 mics. We gonna do it.
Okay.
Then.
That's what's up. I'm gonna go ahead and give Ebony that number so, you know what I'm saying, y'all can link up and make that happen so she can rep for that Lush Radio and get it cracking, you know what I'm saying? Get some write ups on that. That's what it is, man.
I love your show.
Yo, shout out to Go Postal. We played this joint on, you know what I'm saying, the other day, man. Shout out to Go Postal. Make sure y'all support that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You on my timeline, check for the kids.
Give him your Twitter. What's your Twitter?
I really had a good time on the show, babe. I love it. It's real.
Twitter, man.
It's real. I love the realness.
What's your Twitter, Postal?
Oh, it's GoPostal.com. You know, you can hit me up. You know, if you need a beat, just let me know. That's what we do. We out here trying to make it happen. Postal,
go ahead and put that Twitter out, man. Go ahead and put that Twitter out.
GoPostal at Twitter.com.
That's what it is. Make sure you follow all of us, Future Guru 100, Ebonesia, Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. Same time, same place. What doesn't break you makes you stronger. You already know what it is, man. Jump on the wave or get washed up. I'm turned all the way up. And I already told y'all, cats, keep winning, man. Keep winning. No matter what the people say. Shout out to Archie Eversole. That's my dude. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Music Jones, you know, Delaney, you know what I'm saying? This joint right here is my official anthem right now. Forever. Keep winning. Archie Eversole.
Hey, you know
what I'm saying?
I picked that record for him, Lush.
You said you what?
I picked that record for him.
What?
Yeah,
so
that's
get,
me. I picked that record for him. That's my little dude. That's the record I selected for him.
So you get extra hugs hugs and kisses for this because this is my favorite joint right here. So I'm going to play this joint right now.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Hey,
love a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.